With a city's worth of students still out of school, Chicago's teachers union and its members are reviewing a contract proposal aimed at ending their strike. Delegates for the union will meet tonight. And as the teachers' strike continues, it isn't just of interest to people in Chicago. An array of groups has a stake in the way things turn out. NPR's Sonari Glinton reports from Chicago.
Teachers' unions from around the country have been paying close attention to what's going on here in Chicago. The Chicago Teachers' Union held a rally this weekend where supporters came from far and near, mainly near.
Meetings of solidarity from Wisconsin!
Bob Peterson is president of the Milwaukee Teachers Education Association. He drew parallels between the union fight in Wisconsin against that state's Republican Governor Scott Walker and the Chicago fight against Democratic Mayor Rahm Emanuel.
Walker and Emanuel are two sides of the same pro-corporate, pro-privatization agenda.
Union leaders such as Peterson have offered their moral support to the teacher strike. When you talk to teachers, often the main sticking point isn't any individual provision of the contract. It's an overall distrust of the Chicago School Board and a fear of where unions are headed as a whole. Lisa Wyatt teaches at Hyde Park Academy on Chicago's South Side.
I understand the fiscal problems in our economy, but there has to be a stand taken by the community against an agenda to privatize education.
Wyatt says she doesn't trust the Board of Education will live up to the promises, mainly that they will provide resources to teachers in local schools. That's why, she says, teachers have been hesitant about signing on to the contract. Then Wyatt repeats what's become a mantra in this school strike.
We're fighting for the soul of public education. We are fighting for the soul. What is happening here in Chicago has been happening all over the country.
Like most fights nowadays, this one is being played out on the airwaves.
Teachers are on strike, and kids are the losers. A deal is within reach. All CTU has to do is grab it.
Democrats for Education Reform is a group that's bankrolling ads that have been played on radio and television opposing the strike. It's just one of many groups of a variety of political stripes that is participating in the Chicago strike.
Well, the strike really is the quintessence. It's the convergence of all these efforts, pro and con. School reform, charters, teachers, here we are. I guess you would call it a perfect storm.
Barbara Radner teaches urban education at DePaul University.
Some groups are interested out of the fact that they see this as perhaps the teacher union's last stand. Some groups are involved because they resist charters. But this is Chicago. If we had a unified city, we probably wouldn't be having a strike.
Radner says Chicago will be a battleground for education reform long after this strike is over. Sonari Glinton, NPR News, Chicago.